Okay, we're doing the Miri's work on Jewish history, and we were in the middle of a discussion of Hillel, the elder Hillel HaZaken, v'nashuv lidvareinu, and we'll return to the point at hand, v'hu, she'achal Shmaya v'Avtalion nitmana nasi Hillel HaZaken, and that is that after Shmaya and Avtalion, the nasi that was appointed was Hillel the elder, v'nitmana ben zugol avbetin menachem, ela she'yatza l'avodat ha'melech, and the one who was his partner, who was head of the court, was a rabbi by the name of Menachem, but this rabbi Menachem had to leave because the king called him in for service, jury duty, or something of the like in their day. And then instead of Rabbi Menachem, known simply as Menachem, the one that was appointed was Shammai the elder. And Hillel ascended from Bavel as we wrote. He also had the correct lineage, the correct genealogy to be the Nasi. And he was from the descendants of Shephatia ben Avital, כמו שנזכר בהלכות של כתובות, אלא שלא היה כן אלא מצד האם. But his lineage wasn't from the father. He was a descendant from the Davidic dynasty, from Shephatia ben Avital, through his mother. וכמו שאמרו בתלמוד המערב, and as it says in the Western Talmud, in the Jerusalem Talmud, רבי ענב ביותר אבא. Rabbi was tremendously modest. והיה אומר, and Rabbi used to say, כל מה שיאמר לי אדם אני עושה, חוץ ממה שעשו בני ותרה לזקני. Whatever anyone tells me to do.
Hi, sorry. This is blowing into the microphone.
Okay, so what should we do?
Maybe
just put it
this
way. The fan won't hit it. The camera?
No, fan.
This is better?
Why would it be?
Rabbi used to say out of modesty, whatever anyone will tell me to do, I'll do chutz ממה שעשו בני פטרה לזקני, תשארון גר מהון מנשיאות האומן אולי. The only thing I wouldn't do is what B'nai B'Terah did to my elder, that they removed themselves from being leaders and they appointed him. And but if Rav Huna comes up, he's the Reish Galusa, and really he's a descendant through the father from David HaMelech, I won't remove myself from being a Nasi, but rather I'll put him ahead of me. Klomar, Rav Huna, who was the Nasi in Babel, he was from the line of Av. Rav Huna, he was the Nasi in Babylon. He was a descendant from the Davidic dynasty through the father. Rabbeinu HaKadosh mitzad ha'im. Rebbe was a descendant of Hillel, who was a descendant of the Davidic dynasty through the mother. Klomar, she'aita li אמו מקדומי משפחותיו אישה מבני שפתיה לאחד מקדומי משפחותיו אישה מבני שפתיה בן אביטל. One of the earlier descendants of the family had a wife from שפתיה בן אביטל, אבל מצד אביו היה משבט בנימין. But what שבט was Rabbi from? Rabbi was really from בנימין, from the father. כמו שהתבר בתלמוד המערב מסכת כתובות פרק הנושא, as it says in the Talmud of the Jerusalem Talmud of Ksubos. ומכל מקום בסדר הקבלה מצאתי שלילה יד דו י' ג' להויכין בדרך זה. But in the Seder HaKabbalah I found that a different order, this is a work by the Ravad, and the Ravid wrote that Hillel was 13th generation from Yoyachin in the following way. Yoyachin, Shaltiel, Zubavel, Meshulam, Hananya, Berechia, Chasidya, Yeshayahu, Ovadyahu, Shechemyahu, Shmayahu, Uziyahu, Chizkiyahu, and then Hillel. And Hillel was that 13th generation because he was the brother of Chizkiyahu. Ve'inoni reken betalmud ha'yushalmi k'mo shkatavnu. And he says, even though the Ravid writes that Hillel was 13th generation from Yechonya, but that's not what it seems to say in the Jerusalem Talmud. The Jerusalem Talmud seems to say that Hillel was from the tribe of Benjamin, from the tribe of Binyamin, and it was only through his mother that he was a descendant of David HaMelech.
Wait, it says that Rebbe was from Benjamin, not Hillel.
Well, Rebbe was a descendant of Hillel.
Yeah, but descendant from
father. Father, yeah. Hillel Shimon, Gamliel Shimon, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So,
it's better to be from Hillel and the better to be from Benjamin.
So what do we see today? We saw that after Shmaya and Avtalion, Hillel, the elder, was appointed Nasi. Originally, his partner, the Av Bezdin, was Menachem. When he was taken by the king to do service for the king, so then Shammai was appointed as the Av Bezdin. Hillel had ascended from Bavel, and he was a descendant of Shfatiyah ben Avital through the mother. And Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, was a descendant of Hillel. So Rebbe said, if Rav Huna would come here, I wouldn't do like B'nai B'seira. I'm willing to do whatever people tell me. Rebbe was very modest. But one thing he says, you know, B'nai B'seira removed themselves completely from leadership. And if Rav Huna would come up from Babylon, being that he's a descendant of King David from the fathers, I would have to give him a position of leadership. But I wouldn't remove myself completely. I'd put him above, but I wouldn't be completely removed. And then he quoted that the Ravid says that Hillel was 13th generation from Yoyachin through the fathers. And he says, but the Jerusalem Talmud seems to say that Hillel was not from was not a descendant from King David through the fathers, but rather Hillel and Rebbe was from the tribe of Binyamin. And through the mothers, they were a descendant. Through a mother, they were a descendant of the Davidic dynasty. Now that leaves room for an interesting point to ponder. Over time, almost everyone is going to be a descendant from King David, if you think about it. As generations pass, so his children have children, and they have children, and they have children, and they all marry. So the odds are that anyone that has a grandfather, or great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather, as far back as you'll be able to trace, at some point, someone over there, you know, between, if by now we have, what, 150 generations from David HaMelech? 100 generations, somewhere between 100 and 150. So at some point, you're going to have to say, as someone over there, it's very likely married someone from his descendants. By now, King David has 1 million. 5 million? How many great-great-great-great-grandchildren?
Talking both mother and father side?
If you're going to count the mothers, so then you've doubled the odds. I'm just saying, yeah, that's what we see here. That the mothers is also something. You do count genealogy through the mothers. It has its weight. And then today, there must be a lot of people that have this genealogy. They don't know it, but it puts a lot of people up there.
I'm not sure, because you'd be able to tell from